But this portion of the spotlight is brought to you by the United Way of Greater Lorain County and Celebrate Lorain County, a night at the Bee. We have with us Executive Director Bill Harper. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. This is awesome.
I'm glad you were able to come out here this morning. Right off the top, I'm looking at the Celebrate Lorain County. Tell me, tell us about this, and when is it taking place?
This is our inaugural fundraiser for the Lorain County Volunteer Connection, which is a partnership between Hands On Northeast Ohio and United Way of Greater Lorain County. This is an adult spelling bee. It's going to be on Thursday, June 23rd, from 6 until 9:30 at night. And it's going to be at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College. So we're really excited. We're looking for teams at this point. The event's going to be food, fun, drinks. We have celebrity guests. We'll have a silent auction and all kinds of tricks that are a little bit probably not approved by Scripps Spelling Bee folks, but it'll be a lot of fun.
You need a pronouncer, right?
We have lined up.
Who might that be?
That might be Bruce Van Dyke, because he is credentialed. I believe he's the only person credentialed.
That's right.
In Lorain County.
I was the official pronouncer for the Lorain County Spelling Bee.
And it's a gift. Not all people have it.
Right.
Can you say Octajuke?
I'm not getting into the ones that they have on the National Spelling Bee right now. However, I did notice that guy gets to sit down when he does his pronouncing. I, on the other hand, usually have to stand. We'll see what the arrangements.
Would you prefer sitting?
Well, we'll see what the arrangements need to be. But it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. The other day, I guess you were had a new collaborative that came out.
We did here in Lorain. So it's great to be here today to announce the start of the 231 Go Community Collaborative in South Lorain. The focus of this is to support intermediate and middle school students living in South Lorain with wraparound services both inside and outside the school. With all collaboratives, of course, we have multiple partners. We have El Centro de Servicios Sociales is our lead agency, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, Girl Scouts of Northeast Ohio, Lorain County City School District, Lorain County Community College, Lorain County Volunteer Connection, Lorain Metropolitan Housing Authority, and United Way are all the partners of this group that's going to work with 5th through 8th graders to make sure that they develop the kind of key communication and life skills, help them to get through those tough middle school years, and eventually leading to safer school environments and positive social environments that result in good educational and social outcomes.
What's involved in that? What would the students do?
Well, there are a number of strategies that we have. We are implementing the AVID curriculum to 8th graders in Lorain City Schools, and we link those students with tutors and mentors. We know that all the research points to if a child, an adolescent in this case, has one adult who really cares about them and really feels like they're the best thing ever, that can make a big difference. So those tutors and mentors are really special and important. We're going to align all of the work that's done to help these young people avoid risky behaviors, aligning all those things. And then we'll foster volunteerism through a lot of community-based after-school and weekend programs, and also work with the parents to help, strengthen their key role with the growth and development of their young people.
How are the students identified for the program? Do they volunteer? Does a teacher say, you know what, you ought to take part in this? How is that done?
It's all in collaboration with the school, identifying those students that could really benefit from this. We feel all of them can. But how we like to roll this out, Craig, is we like to bring all our folks together, develop the strategy, and then test it out with a small group, collect data, see whether or not we're getting the outcomes that we want, and then expand that once we can really figure it out.
It's important to bring all the people together because they all have the ideas and they're the ones that deal directly with the students. So they're the ones that want to be heard and give their
absolutely
ideas.
They are the experts when it comes to what works with the kids. So this is very much a bottoms-up approach. It involves the teachers, the principals, obviously, the people that really do the work, not me. Yes. The people that really do the work, we support them and provide the leadership.
I'm fascinated with the numbers, not 1-2-3 or 3-2-1.
Yes.
Tell the reason.
I'm glad you mentioned that because this is actually the census district is the 231 census district, within the city of Lorraine, which is South Lorraine. So that started it, because we wanted a specific geography so we could track the impact that we're having. 231 also happens to be 2:31 p.m. in the afternoon, when students are done with school and ready to go back out in the community. So that was part of it as well.
Very clever.
So it was 231, get ready to go. Yeah, they came up with that. It's a good brand.
It's kind of a neat thing to do that
as
well. I'm from the 231. I have to figure out what my census district is, too. That's a new identifier, right? We want to do
put a brand or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more about this or some of the other things that are coming up, what's the
good Spellebrate in particular, I want to let people know to purchase tickets, which are $30 each. And with that, you get your dinner, you get your raffle ticket, and you get a free drink ticket as well. You can go to handsonneo.org and look for the Spellebrate tab. Or for those folks that are into texting, you can text Spellebrate, and that is Spellebrate. Spellebrate.
They misspelled it in my read here.
Spellebrate.
Tom Hutchison, you misspelled Spellebrate. He's the guy who writes
an A
all the
in there
copy.
Or something.
He put
Spellebrate. Spellebrate. Yeah. So you can text that to 41444. Or you can just go old school and call us at 277-6530.
I think you misspelled Spellebrate. If I want to just tell you, I know you can spell it any way you want because you made up the word, but I think you misspelled it.
This is a made-up word?
Well, okay. We'll go with it.
I'll have to check into that.
We shall see how that works.
Well, you're the official pronouncer, right?
I'm a pronouncer, not a speller. There's a big difference for that. But I look forward to the event coming up.
And yeah, thanks, Bruce. Really appreciate you doing that.
Be a part of that. Again, our guest this morning from the United Way of Greater Luray County, Bill Harper. Thanks for coming out to the beach this morning.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.